The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Doug Steffens, good day. You know what? He's got his new little studio
and
his new little house, and he's trying to figure out how long does it take me to go to the bathroom and back.
Exactly. Well, actually, the bathroom is close by, but the kitchen is a lot further away than it used to be from the old days. Yes, the new digs are something to behold and get used to. Interesting, yesterday, Bob Decay, who you hear from time to time, and he's a very important part of what goes on here, came to the new house and built a new studio. And so we decided to post a picture of it on Facebook. Some of the comments, Randy, hope all is well with you and yours. Hope Jennifer's getting better soon. And Rich is one of your show's best attributes. Yeah, okay.
Whatever.
Thanks, Uncle.
Thanks, Randy.
Yeah. Jennifer is getting better and will be back with us in an hour from now. She's going to take it a little easy for the first week or so and get herself gradually back in, but she is doing much better. So we'll figure out how that works for those of you who are Jennifer fans next hour for her. Renee said, I'd love to turn in, but I don't, to tune in, I think is what she means to say, but I don't know what station you're on in the San Francisco area. I missed the show. We used to be on, was it KNEW? I think it was. There's something going on in for us, I think, in San Francisco. Don't hold your breath, though.
San Francisco radios.
Yeah. Today. What's there today? Well, not necessarily be what's on the air tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Audrey writes, can't wait to hear you, and sure hope Jennifer is back on the air. Happiness goes out to you. Thank you. Isn't that sweet? Rick loves the SM5 microphone. We have some interesting... I don't think most people know or pay much attention to this. This is how we live our lives. We talk about these things, but who knows what an SM5 microphone is in comparison to a Sennheiser or to an RE20 or something else that might be used. I will tell you, the SM5s, Bob and I first used them. I think we used them at WBZ, but I know they were at CAU. And then we had them in Los Angeles at KBC. I love these microphones. And I should have bought five or six of them when I could. They're pretty expensive, but they don't make them anymore. And they're just superb microphones.
You can find them on eBay.
Can you? Let's buy some.
Yeah.
All right. I want to buy some of these microphones.
By the way, of all of your stuff at the new farm that I like, I mean, the studio is cool, and I love your wraparound circular desk. That's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely see, you and I talked about this, you're going to need to blow out one of those windows and make yourself a bigger window, because you're used to having be able to see the bigger window. Yes. But the little cabin that you have out in the backyard, it's awesome.
I love that cabin.
Awesome. I mean, the picture from yesterday of the cabin in the snow with that big old pine tree next to it with the snow on it, it looks like a postcard.
Yeah. This is a Currier and Ives house. It's not,
explain that, because I didn't know what that was until I Googled it.
What, Currier and Ives?
Yeah.
Oh, I lived for 38 years in a farmhouse that I built, which I can see from here. I haven't moved far. I went around the corner, in essence, to a home that is a lovely, sort of a different approach for living for me, because it's fairly fancy, and it is, it's one of these places that when you look at it, you think, wow, these sort of places still exist. And I'm very fortunate. My sister has been, because I haven't been happy about this. I have not been excited, and Meredith has been trying to get me excited about it, and my sister Nancy has been trying to get me excited about it, but I really haven't been, because I lived and actually, you know, I've sort of built my life around what happened at the other place. So when you leave a place like that, something that's been your home for 38 years, and you go even to something that might be better, depending on the consideration, it still is a mind game. I haven't slept more than 3 hours at a time. Mm-hmm. Then I had the last night at the old house and the first night here. I haven't figured out how the heat works, so it was 46 degrees in my bedroom last night. And I don't have any blankets because I get all packed. And so, anyway... it's just one of those. It's kind of a neat thing, though, and I'm appreciative of the people who are excited about it. I think that my sister and Meredith and David, the guy across the street that helped put all of this together, are very excited. It's actually a very cool place, and I'm very fortunate to be able to be here. And maybe what we ought to do is one of those video tours, Richie, and you post that and see.
I was very curious. I was telling Bob, send me some pictures. I want to see the room. I want to see the studio. And it would be neat to have some more pics of the place.
So here's what people are saying. The Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, the picture that was posted that you were talking about, and then the response to it. Art says, good news for you. Enjoy the new place. Thank you. Alexis will work for lodging.
yeah, that's funny.
Sandy says, looks comfortable and cozy. Well, I think the cabin is, actually. Maya says, is this a future B&B? And I bet that might work, too. Mary, I'd rent that out in a heartbeat. Let's see. Linda says, looks like winter. Warmer days are coming, like that little bridge. It's beautiful. There's a little bridge over a brook that goes right beside the house that I think you saw in that picture. So just to sort of put it in perspective, when I say Courier and Ives, if you get the Courier and Ives pictures are sort of like Norman Rockwell pictures at Christmas time, the sort of traditional New England country home would be a picture that you would see. This house would be a Courier and Ives picture, and it might be appropriate for Christmas, that sort of thing. And today seems appropriate for Christmas, even though it's the 4th of April. It's 30 degrees and snowing here. We had 4 inches of snow yesterday, and I'm getting a chuckle out of what it is. My pal in Florida was 100 degrees there yesterday. It's been very warm the past week or so. And Richie, you said it was not. Yesterday you called me. You were out riding, doing your lawn, so it must be warm.
I was mowing the lawn. It was 55 degrees and sunny, but it was windy. Wow, the wind was... Yeah. Unreal.
Well, but at this time of year, this doesn't last. This will, the warm, we don't have any of the snow really sticking in the driveways or the streets or anything. Sticks on the lawns a little. Now there is, I'm looking at the forecast for this week here. Temperatures will be in the 30s today, 40s tomorrow, 50s the next day. A week ago today it was 70 here, and today it's 30. And so you get into this discussion about the speed of climate change. There was a study released over the weekend warning of the possibility of a catastrophic rise in the sea levels, so that in 30 to 100 years, depending on how quickly it melts, Boston, New York, many of the coastal cities, Jacksonville, go down to almost any place, Vero Beach, Palm Beach, down to Boca and into Miami, underwater. If you believe this, and many, not just, that's what will be affected in our country. California, the house that I live in out there, it'll be gone. Under him. Take a swim.
I just bought some beachfront property in Arizona.
Yeah, good for you. Well, maybe that's
got to wait 30 years.
Place will be going. Yeah, exactly. The example that was used over the weekend, the coral bleaching that's going on at the Great Barrier Reef. I think we get some, didn't we, on the Facebook page, Michelle, who was with us last Friday and a couple of times last week, didn't she go down there and did she post some pictures, Richie?
She went to Anguilla.
Anguilla.
Anguilla. That thing, that place.
There, place down there in the Caribbean. But there are pictures, Roberta will tell you, that the coral reefs, she's a big diver, and the coral reefs have been affected by all of this.
Yes.
But what does that mean, affected by what? Is it the temperature of the water? Because that is a balance of nature. But remember, these things are going to happen whether we're here or not. If there are no human beings, it doesn't make any difference, because the history of the planet is such that you can see these sort of things. You dig into the core of the planet, and go down, like some of the technology now allows you to go down about 5,000 feet, and you can see all kinds of great stories about the planet. Are we contributing to it? Yes. Are we the cause of it? No. And so you get into this whole big balance back and forth, and it can be really kind of a tricky thing. But when you see the people who are advocating for some kind of change, like more solar power, more wind power, I'm certainly for that. I'm probably going to put solar power on this place. I couldn't put it at the last barn because the barns in the house weren't situated. You got to have your house. That's one of the things people don't realize about when you use solar power. If your house isn't headed in the right direction,
yeah,
you can't use it.
It's worth
unless you have land
right.
enough to put it in, you know, to put solar panels on the ground and put them in the head them in the right direction. But if you don't have a house that's got a roof that's heading in the right direction,
yeah.
You're whistling Dixie in the dark there, pal.
By the way, I just had a little bit of the effect from the new fuels, my small engines on my generator and yeah. my pressure
yeah,
washer.
Run out there, you burn, the pistons will blow up.
I had to replace carburetors.
Yeah.
Because the carburetors, they got all gummed up because of the ethanol.
Ethanol. Yep.
So
taking the lead out is bad.
Use stay, Bill. If you don't have fuel stabilizer in your gas cans for your small engines, get it now because otherwise you're going to pay.
Yep. Good idea, Ricky. Man, you're full of all sorts of good ideas today.
Wow. I didn't understand a single word of that, but okay. I feel informed.
Good for you, Ricky.
You're in New York City. You don't have a lawnmower.
18 past the hour here on Good Day.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Geico applauds your inner park ranger.
Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. Geico also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These Geico agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with Happy Place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
For those with unwashed ears, most who hear rap music who are not of the rap generation think it's all dirty. It is not all dirty. There's plenty of dirt in some of it. And I guess that depends also on your definition of dirt or dirty. There's a colloquial way of trying to approach this issue. That which we think is dirty, some people find it's not unlike or akin to art. That is what would appear on a mural or on a canvas or something. Some would go into the New York Museum of Art or into the L.A. County Museum of Art and look at some. My daughter and I and my grandson went to the art museum about a month ago, and I walked in. It's like another language to me. I don't have. Maybe it's because they did so well. We oftentimes joke here, Victoria, about my success in school. I took a course called Lit and Fine Arts, and we had to, the literature part of it was fine, but we had to look at pictures and memorize who did them. And why, for what?
I was an art history major, so I feel your pain.
Yeah. Well, so in this circumstance, obviously that music is considered art by many, and so they think swear words are an important part of their ability to communicate. And it's acceptable in certain circumstances, although for the most part, people, maybe it's people of a certain age or people of a certain experience who find that swearing is objectionable. So now Apple has developed a new technology which will censor swearing from music. The songs automatically are scanned to edit out swearing in the lyrics. It can be on an iPod or any other Apple device, but it doesn't work unless it's an Apple device, if I understand it, Richie, correctly. It's not something you can, right. Like I can get on my smartphone, the Samsung, isn't going to work there.
Well, if you're running Apple Music on your computer, on your PC, which is a possibility, yes, you can do it. And I just went and turned it on mine. I'm not sure that I feel strong enough to try it on the air.
But I just played it. Matter, Colonel Sanders.
Yes, I am chicken. Thank you very much. Unless you want to pay all the fines. So anyway, I just
really good.
I'm not paying anything.
Basically, what you do is you go into your iPhone or your iPad, and you go into settings, and then you go into the general settings. And
wasn't loud enough maybe, so they could hear it, but
I got maybe don't start with Kanye. Start with someone a little more 101 level.
I would say it obviously takes a little tweaking because I enabled restrictions, and the first word out of Kanye's mouth is something that should have been cut out.
Yeah, well, but so this is back to the question about this sort of thing and why it's necessary. See, I believe in no censorship. I think that people ought to be able to say what they want. They ought to be able to listen to what they want. The government gets involved and is very subjective. This is not objectivity at all. Like, if you take regular over-the-airways transmission of television signals or radio, there are things that can be said on the podcast that you can get by download. You can download radio programs and listen to them, and through the same service or server, you can listen to this program.
But it's not going over airwaves.
Well,
public, quote-unquote public airwaves.
Yeah, what does that mean, public airwaves?
We all own the airwaves.
Exactly. We choose what we want to hear and choose what we want to see. So I think you make your selections by turning on or off what it is that you like without some goon in the government telling you, oh, that's not appropriate. You should be able to listen to that.
Agreed.
Nonsense. Yeah, it's more of foolish government involvement and stuff where they have no business being. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, chewing is a natural behavior pattern for dogs. One reason puppies chew is because they're teething. And when your dog's teeth are cutting the gums, there's a lot of pain. The natural reaction is to chew. The easiest way to soothe his aching mouth is to freeze several natural rawhide bones, buy a few so the puppy doesn't get bored with them, and you can rotate the bones. Also, buy lots of chew toys, make sure they're safe and durable. Keeping them in the freezer will help alleviate a lot of the pain, just like a teething ring for a baby. You should also use some basic training. When you see your dog chewing, a lot of people will focus on no, no, no. If the dog is chewing, he might be bored or might just need some mental stimulation. Maybe the leash and collar should come out at that point and a little lesson should take place. There are a couple of reasons for dogs to chew. Teething, boredom, lack of exercise, and in rare cases a mineral deficiency in the dog's diet. So if your dog is chewing, first you want to check the teeth. If he's teething, the frozen bones, give him a lot of exercise and stimulation. He'll stop, I promise. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Granger catalog and Granger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Granger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRANGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call. Click Granger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
An RV rolls into a campground. Kids in the back eat turkey, jerky, excessive. Dad drives like a boss with 24/7 support from Progressive. Tomorrow it's off to see the world's largest ball of twine. Would have seen it last trip, but Dad missed the sun.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Here on the Good Day program, my friends and I are here at your service and on your side. My friends include Victoria Keelan. Has anybody ever done that? Keelan. It's Keelan. It could be two. I put two L's in instead of two E's.
I've gotten Killian a lot, but I do not own a brewery.
Oh, yeah. I don't want you to get Killian'd at all. I want you to stick around. All right, so Victoria's here, Richie's here, and my friend Marty Green is up in a few minutes with a overview of what the baseball season is going to be about. First, though, the conversation focused on Amtrak and the accident over the weekend. Number of passengers were hurt. Two people were killed working on the track. The jury is out, but I'm going to bet that it was operator error. The operator was busy doing something else, not paying attention to what was on the track. And in front of him was about, how do you not see a backhoe coming down the track?
Well, yeah, even when you're doing 100 miles an hour in a 15-car train and you see it, is it too late to do anything about it?
It depends on how much attention you're paying. Not only that, but there have to be warning signs. The gadgetry, I looked in, I think I told you once, Richie, an engineer let me look into control room, if that's what you want to call it, sort of like the pilot, the cockpit of the control room of the train. And they're very simple now. They have a joystick, and they have a brake, they have a throttle, and everything else is computerized. Everything is computerized. So this guy's in there watching what's on the track, supposedly, and has, you know, when you think...
What else is there, though? You go forward,
you go backwards. I'm assuming there are probably some automated signals along the way, right?
Well, there are a lot of them, and they're supposed to... That's the thing, Victoria. There are things embedded in the track themselves, right, that electronically will slow the train
down.
Which
is what caused that crash in Philadelphia a couple of years ago where all those people were killed, is that stop mechanism failed.
Right. Right. Exactly. But in this circumstance, you got to be able to see a backhoe on the track to a certain... I mean, I don't know. It's very frustrating to go through all of these things and try to figure it out. Here's Christine Stark, who was one of the passengers on the train.
I was in the passenger train car, the very first passenger car, the one that actually was impacted. I'm not exactly sure how I think we crumpled under the pressure. If you look at the pictures I sent in some, you can see there's a hole, and it looks as if the train bent, and that was about 2 feet in front of me. It felt like an explosion. I ended up on the ground, and I was half asleep, so I remember sort of waking up, and all of a sudden, it looked like there was snow on the windows, but it was just debris. And like I said, the train car sort of crumpled in, so like the next thing, there was just metal everywhere and glass was shattered. And one of the Amtrak workers yelled to get on the ground. And I remember reaching for my phone and I called my mom just because the train hadn't yet stopped and the engine car in front of us had gone off the tracks and we were sort of leaving. So I thought we were in the middle of it all still. I expected it to get worse. And then we finally stopped. And so I stammered a couple words to my mother and told her what happened, hung up, and sort of triaged the situation, saw what happened. In my train car, there were the three injuries that were pretty bad. There's a physician on the train car, though, that managed the woman who was injured the worst on our train car. And then I dealt with an older man who had a large laceration in his arm, was on blood thinners, and was very confused. So we wrapped his arm and held it tight until the EMS got there.
You know, that's one of the most interesting words in our language, triage.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Is she a nurse? Yeah. She sounded very medically proficient with the jargon.
Yeah, she didn't. And she didn't identify herself as being a nurse, but she helped some of the passengers. Yeah. But it was just that she used that word triage when you hear it used. Most people don't know how to use it properly or in what context it's supposed to be used. You usually hear it in terms of medical problems and bringing people, you know, all these medical shows on TV. Let's bring them to triage. But the word can be used in other.
I just had my engineer here at the radio network use it yesterday when we were talking about a couple of issues that we have to deal with.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I'll triage them and we'll see what comes up on the list.
Figure it out. Yeah. Was that with regard to setting up my new studio? Let's triage Doug.
You're always at the top of the
That's
list.
It. All right. So in a moment, we'll pause for a moment. Marty Green from WAYY is going to talk about this week in sports, mostly the baseball season, which opens, well, supposedly officially today, although the Mets played Kansas City last night.
There's a couple of games yesterday.
Yeah, but seemingly today's the official, and it should be a snowstorm on the first day of the baseball season. So we get to that in a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price Match. Good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us.
How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
41 at the hour here on the Good Day program. Yes, Monday, April the 4th, the beginning of the baseball season. Lots of baseball songs, the same old cornball stuff. Joining me now is... Probably shouldn't use that as an introduction for you, Marty. That same old cornball stuff. I'd love to have Marty come on with us on the first day of the season. Marty is an old friend. Old in that it is a pleasure to have known him for, 30 years? How long have I known you?
Over 30 years.
Over 30 years.
Yeah, over 30 years.
Marty, very important fixture in radio in the Midwest and has a keen love for baseball. And I think there's one team that you seem to like.
I think it's called the Chicago Cubs.
Oh, my God, no.
It's to be our year.
Yeah,
we
really?
Make it for Beck. We did make it for Back to the Future 2015, but this is the year that Theo Epstein, the Boston Red Sox fans will remember Theo, their favorite to win the World Series, but they got to do it on the field. So today it would normally be the opening of the baseball season, usually in Cincinnati, but now because of television and everything else, they were actually playing games yesterday, but it's the beginning of spring, and our Cubs are hopefully going to be in the World Series. This will also be the last year for Vince Scully in the broadcast booth out in L.A., and Bob Uecker's still going strong well into his 80s in Milwaukee.
Yep, and they're just every bit as good. I'm surprised that, in fact, would you say Vin was 86? How old is Vin?
Yeah, I believe he's 86.
Yeah.
And works without a color guy. He does all the broadcasts on radio and TV at the same time by himself at 86 years old.
So why did they, is it his, I mean, it wouldn't be their choice that he wants to stop. And I'm betting it isn't his choice. I'm betting his wife is on him to do it. He doesn't travel anymore. He stays and just does the local games in Los Angeles.
Bob Uecker doesn't travel with the Brewers anymore. And Vince said at 86, he really does think this should be his last year.
Really?
So,
maybe the fans probably don't agree with him one way or another. Oh. All right. So you want a handicap. What did you think of the game last night?
Well, I was at a Ted Cruz rally here in Eau Claire last night, so I didn't see the game. But I know Espis has dropped the fly ball, and that kind of set the stage for the Mets. Kansas City is favored to be in the World Series again in the American League. But anything can happen. I think, the Red Sox, they think that they can improve over last year. But here in the Midwest, all the talk is about the Chicago Cubs and all their young players, Bryant and Rizzo. And, the last time we won the World Series, Doug, was 1908. So it's about time for us to win.
Hey, Marty, as a Nationals fan, we were favored to win the World Series, to take it all last year. How'd that work out for us? So
I know.
I wouldn't
and then
be
you
betting
let
the
go
ranch
of our guy from Wisconsin. Yeah, you let go of Jordan Zimmermann, who's right from around here. So, but they're still picked to do very well in the Eastern Division. So we'll see. You got Dusty Baker in the dugout for the Nationals, so we'll see what happens.
All right, so you think that you've got it pretty well. You know what we should do is talk during the season, or at least we get close to the end of the season, to see how the handicapping worked.
Yeah, by the 4th of July, you usually get a pretty good idea of which teams are going to be in the race and which teams are not in the race. But the one thing about baseball right now in America is after all the discussions about concussion, and I just saw that movie that it's a real eye-opener with Will Smith, more parents are saying, hey, forget about football. Go to baseball. There are far less injuries and far less concussions in baseball than there is in football.
They aren't. And you know what they're doing, Marty? They're going to lacrosse. I'm very close to our little league in our area. My son plays baseball, and the guy who is the vice president of our little league, we're looking at about 750 kids playing little league in our youth association. We were up to over 1,000 five, six, 7 years ago, and lacrosse is growing. I'm scared for baseball 50 years from now.
Why are you scared for baseball?
Because I think that
should be scared good for football, because
I think that football football and baseball could be. Baseball is just losing players to lacrosse and soccer.
So, Marty, do you agree with me that if you're a parent and you encourage your youngster to play football, you're a bad, irresponsible parent?
I wouldn't maybe go quite that far, but after watching that movie, I sure would give it a lot of second thoughts.
Yeah.
You know, and the movie centers around a guy from Wisconsin by the name of Mike Webster, and he had 75,000 hits to his head between high school and the end of his career with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
That was a real eye-opener for me.
Yeah. And the NFL got a hold of that, excuse me, and threatened to sue, I think it was Fox Searchlight. I'm not sure who produced the movie. So they watered it all down. And so the NFL then became a part of it. And you know what? They became a part of it, that it really was watered down. So what we got out of it was a lot of information, but not anywhere near as much as was in the actual original film. So food for thought. Marty, great to speak with you. You sound terrific. I hope you're enjoying yourself. Say hello to your wife. What, 46? How many years have you been married now?
38.
Oh, all right. That's
38. But I'm older than you, too.
I get that. Don't. Neither of us talk about our age anymore. We're not supposed to. Leave it alone. Marty, thanks. Great to talk to you. Marty Green from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, with a focus on the beginning of the baseball season. Check the television report up next year on Good Day.
Round the third and headed for home. It's a brown-eyed handsome man. Anyone can understand the way I feel.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day, and with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price Match. Get a checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
At 50, let's make it 48 past the hour here on Good Day. It's always sunny in Philadelphia. It'll make television history because it's been renewed for two more seasons. This is a comedy which recently concluded the 11th season, 12 next year. I didn't remember
how's it making history
that long. It's been on that long. It's a comedy, and many of these comedies don't reach. It'll tie Ozzie and Harriet as the longest running live action comedy in television.
Live? Oh, really?
Live?
Wow,
yes.
That's interesting.
Right. Yeah, right.
I don't know that I realized it was live.
No, I don't. I saw it. I watched it once, and I didn't find it appealing. Frankly, it just wasn't for me.
But no, it wouldn't be you.
Obviously, people like it. Simon Cowell, who helped turn American Idol into must-see TV, says now he may not appear on the finale of the program next week.
Well, stop being a prima donna.
He said that there is a date clash for him. The judge was asked if it would be part of the final episode. He said, I'm not sure, I have a scheduling conflict. But this whole season has been touted as him being back on. I thought he was going to be on for the whole season, frankly.
Nah.
He hasn't been on since 2010. He was on The X Factor. That was his... all right, wait a minute. He's going to replace Howard Stern on the America's Got Talent show, isn't he? I think he's
is dead. He really?
I think he is, and you are right there.
Yeah, I think he's going to replace him.
That would breathe new life into that show for sure.
Right.
But I think Howard is good on it.
What's that, Richie?
What Alone the TV Tonight?
Basketball championship.
NCAA.
But it doesn't. The game does not start until 9:20, so that's late for us East Coasters.
Good night.
Yeah.
I'll be night, night, boys and girls. Have a nice nighty night. We'll talk about it tomorrow, but... See you later, alligator. 51 after the hour here on Good Day.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Before we get to some of the news of the week, I think I told you the last time that I was there that I was having these problems with a bloody nose. And the only reason I'm talking about it today is because it comes and then I stick a Kleenex up there and it stops. But it's really been bleeding pretty consistently this morning. And I am, I guess, thinking I need to go get it cauterized. Isn't that what you told me to do if it got bad?
Yes.
Tell me what to do. Is that, how do you do that for other people who have bloody noses, is that something that's, for all of us, something serious or easy? So you just
well,
pick something up your nose? And
when you have a bloody nose, you have to make sure your blood pressure is under good control. You have to make sure there's no blood bleeding problem. You know, usually we'll check and make sure your platelets are okay, your coagulation factors are good. And then if it's still not bleeding, when you put some pressure on it, when you just hold your head in the right position, then you got to go in there and cauterize it.
Really? I sent you my blood test stuff yesterday. You happen to see it? Then you could look at it and see whether what you just asked me is a part of the thing. I think it looked pretty good to me. So you can, in your free 30 seconds today, you can look at it and say, okay, let's see what's going on with him. Anyway, but I think most of my signs are real. This has just been a problem I've had for 2-3 years. It seems to be getting more and more of a problem.
This is a bad allergy season.
Getting started, yeah.
Right. And just be careful how you blow it.
Yeah, thank you. All right, let's get to the story about addiction, this anti-addiction drug that might curb painkiller and heroin dependence. What's that story?
This is good news, and this is a story that's been in the news so much. Washington has picked it up. It's just out there. This is New England Journal of Medicine this week. Doug, opioids, and this is the national story, including prescription painkillers such as OxyContin, Vicodin, and Percocet, as well as the street drug heroin, killed more than 28,000 people. The last year we measured was 2014. The newer anti-addiction drug, naltrexone, may become an important weapon in the country's escalating addiction to opioid painkillers and heroin. Monthly injections of extended-release naltrexone, which blocks the euphoric effects of opioids, results in a significantly lower relapse rate among treated addicts compared to a similar group that did not receive naltrexone. Additionally, during the six-month study, there were no overdoses in the naltrexone group. So this is real hope.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are wondering why Patty Duke died at 69. We've had, Alan Rations, the English actor's name, who died, and Glenn Frey, all these people, somebody else that was well-known died at the age of 69.
Bowie.
That's right, David Bowie. What's going on? This is a young age. What's happening to my generation?
The yuppie heroes of us growing up. Actress Patty Duke, yes, died this past Tuesday as a result of sepsis from a ruptured intestine. She was 69. Sepsis, Doug, is the body's overwhelming and life-threatening response to an infection. Sepsis can lead to tissue damage, organ failure, and death. There are more than 1 million documented cases of sepsis every year in America, and it's the ninth leading cause of death-related deaths.
Good Lord. Who would have known? I never knew that. Sepsis. Huh. I didn't know. I thought, she's been addicted to a lot of stuff, and she was a big smoker.
Anyone can get sepsis from an infection, but really? The risk is higher in people with weakened immune systems,
right.
Babies and very young children, elderly people.
Yeah. That would describe her, a weakened immune system. All right, let's get ourselves healthy. Let's get things going. Let's have some help from Super Beats. Dr. Ken, brought to you by this product that is being taken by millions of Americans, and they see amazing benefits. What are the benefits?
This is how to get your immune system strong. This is how to get your blood pressure down, how to get your circulation nice and soft. Nitric oxide, it's the third most important gas in the body behind oxygen and carbon dioxide. Nobel Prize winning information in 1998. That's why a lot of doctors don't even know about it, because it was only discovered in 1988. If you went to medical school after that, you did not hear about it. This is so important from head to toe, the circulation, the brain uses this. It's a signaler in the GI tract. Very important. Your body needs to continuously make it. And Super Beats creates the products that the body uses to make this product over and over.
All right. So here's what you do if you're smart. Take Ken's advice. Call 800-655-4183 and order Super Beats. Get your blood pressure where you want it to be. Get healthy blood everywhere in your body. 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.